sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. Today is a very special day in the Mom Struggling Well podcast land. We might be able to retitle this whole podcast, Grandma Struggling Well.
I'm nervous.
My mom is here.
Hello, everybody. It's so fun to see Kate. I'm meeting celebrity today.
Oh my gosh, I feel the same way.
I'm sorry, Emily's not feeling well today.
She's going to be all right. She's thinking strep throat, and so she's taking a nice nap.
But that's why you're here. So thanks for filling in for Emily.
I'll do my best. I know I'm not Emily, that's for sure. I know a lot about you guys because I listen.
And you know a lot about Rebecca, and I'm interested in that.
There's a few things that I turn off sometimes just
on the podcast.
Too detailed.
Fast forward. I usually try to give you a trigger warning. Yes. Like, Mom, you might want to fast forward this part. So
yeah, and I usually do. But once in a while my curiosity gets the best of me.
I bet.
You know, I gotta really see what they're doing. So some things have been shocking.
Wow. I won't ask what in particular.
No, let's don't.
Okay. We are going to be talking about aging well, and I think that is something you have done very well, Mom, is aging well.
Well, thank you. I was a little bit wondering why you were asking me, like, talking about me aging well. It's like, okay, I get selected for this.
The truth is, it's just God's will, because this was the topic anyways, and Emily happens to have strep throat, and we were like, who can fill in? I was like, Neil said he would do it. Kate didn't like that idea.
No offense, Neil.
She's like, we need to just keep things moms, and he's not a mom, so I get it. And then she was like, what about your mom? And my first instinct, what? Actually, let me see what I texted you, because it's probably going to be better to read it verbatim. I think I said,
Rebecca loves to throw it back to the real talk on the text messages. It sometimes gets us in trouble.
I said, I probably can't get her up to speed on Skype and recording fast enough to do that today. But then I decided, let's just try. And you got it in like less than 10 minutes.
I did. I'm surprised myself.
Yeah.
Before we begin, I want to remind you ladies that we are going to have a Mothership Patreon member live event. It's coming up August 29th, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. Fill in your time zone in between. We're going to get together, play games. We're going to just chitter chatter. We're going to do giveaways.
So make sure. I got fall, olive, and June nail polish, and I'm going to give that away.
No way. Okay. So how exciting. That's a great giveaway. All right. And so go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. Go ahead. Make sure you're signed up at the mothership level. All right. And then we'll send a link to y'all and we'll all get together. I'm so excited. Some of the strugs bring like pints of ice cream. Some of them are drinking tea. It's a fun get together in the evening. Sometimes there's kids in the background. A lot of times there's kids in the background. Okay. So I quickly, before we begin, want to thank these Patreon ladies for joining us since our last episode. Ready?
Ready.
Alexis Williams, Amy Hewitt, Anne Mourns, Annette Ziegler, Annie Martinez, Ariel Braswell, Audrey Burkholder, Chelsea Keaton, Dana Seymour, Dee Dee Richardson, Douglas, and Alice Dillon. Hey, Douglas.
Get out of here.
No, Douglas, welcome. Jackie Leaker, Jamie Anise, Jennifer Vasquez, Jill Harriet, Joanna Douglas, Jody Villa, Karen Ryan, Kayla Luther, Kelsey Wilson, Kristen Lynn. Someone's going to get me every time. Kristen Lindstedt, Kristen Russell, Lisa Christ, Maggie, Megan Grell, Missy Lewis, Morgan Shoemake, Nicole Snyder, Pat and Lana Murphy. What?
That's me.
What had happened?
Did you sign up again?
I probably did. I don't know.
You're a double struggling well.
True, I just pay for it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to send my mom invoices.
Yeah, I'm going to send some things through. Check your email later today. Oh, how funny. Rachel, Patrick, Rebecca Woods, RJ, Sarah, Sarah Baraja, Sarah Hoik, Stacey Williamson, Stephanie Hilton, Tammy Blake, Taylor Hayes, Tracy Wilsman, and Yvonne Velasco. You ladies, my goodness, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Is there any more women in the world?
I think that we've got them all.
Okay. So aging well, Mom, just happenstance that you are filling in today. We did not want to insinuate anything that you even are aging. I have a question for you to hit things off.
Okay.
When was the first moment that you realized you were aging? And I'll tell you why I'm asking, because I remember we threw a birthday party for you for your like 30th birthday. I remember your 30th birthday, and I'm well beyond 30. Mm-hmm. And that seemed old to me when you turned 30, but now it does not seem old to me. So do you not ever feel like you're aging? Like, will I get to your age right now and still feel young? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, I do. I do believe there is a time that you do realize that you have aged. And I think it began for me in my 50s.
Okay.
So that's what you have to look forward to, girls. Sorry, but the 50s are kind of the lifespan that you start to see the wrinkles more. You slow down more. You're getting surgeries because of your knees are giving out or, you know, that kind of stuff. So I would say the 50s is when I started noticing.
Okay. And how did that feel? What are some of the thoughts that you had through that?
I think you feel kind of sad because the inside of you feels like you're still a teenager. At least I feel like I have so much energy inside of me, but my body's not allowing that. It slows you down. And you just have to come to that understanding that you're just going to slow down physically. Yeah. You can still have those fun ideas to do and still plan to do them, but you're going to do it at a different pace. Mm-hmm. So it makes you kind of sad. But then and I also think life is just a journey that we are on to get to our ultimate maker eventually. And I feel that I'm getting closer. And so in a way, it's exciting.
Oh, I love that. That gave me goosebumps.
That's a perspective shift right there.
A lot of armpits smell. Traditional deodorants are toxic. Natural deodorants stink and result in rashes. And most aren't actually natural. Pitlicker Natural Deodorant is different. It's made with 5 simple ingredients you could actually eat while still being absolutely effective to quench your stench. With the bacteria-fighting power of whiskey and vodka, this heavy hitter will keep you fresh all day long. Pit Liquor is available in a variety of delightful scents, including coconut rum with lime, whiskey lavender, whiskey pineapple, and more. You can smell fresh and feel fresh without compromising your health or happiness. I found Pit Liquor through an Instagram ad. I can typically resist those, but this one seemed different. It seemed genuine. I am also a very stinky person, which we've talked about on the show before, so my motivation was high to find a natural deodorant that actually worked. I love this product, and I have had great success battling my stink with them. There is zero gross residue like some other natural deodorants, and I gotta tell you, their glass bottle packaging is adorable, and it's durable. So here's some common questions. Will it leave me smelling like I had a little too much wine with the girls last night? Absolutely not. Just like a hand sanitizer or mouthwash, the alcohol evaporates quickly, leaves a subtle but pleasant, gender-neutral smell. Totally mom life appropriate. Is it safe to use during pregnancy or while breastfeeding? That is a great question. Pitlicker was invented to solve this exact problem for CEO Erica's first pregnancy. She looked for an entirely non-toxic, totally effective deodorant, left her up a creek and desperate, and quite frankly, stanky. So she turned to something safe enough to put in a human body, whiskey. It's made from edible ingredients. Pitlicker is a great solution and poses no risk during pregnancy or breastfeeding. So you can save 15% off with your first order when you use code MSW at checkout. To get 15% off your first purchase, go to distilledbathandbody.com, distilledbathandbody.com, and enter promo code MSW at checkout. That's distilledbathandbody.com and use promo code MSW at checkout.
It is really interesting to me to think about how everything died. Like literally everything is meant to die. That's like natural and normal, but it's something that's very scary. It's scary for me to think about myself dying and leaving my kids. It's scary for me to think about like you guys dying and leaving me. But it's so natural, and you're right that it's not the end.
It's a natural event that we are here for a purpose. And when our purpose is done, then prayerfully, most of us have accepted the Lord, the Lord's way, and that we're going to follow him and we're going to all be together. And that's what I look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sorry for your loss, Kate. Oh. And Emily, it's been a rough year, I'm sure.
It has been a rough year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like we're doing pretty dang well. I do remember my mom saying the same thing, like, I don't feel old inside. And so she would be ripping out carpets, moving furniture around, and then she'd like completely throw her back out. And yeah. So she's like, oh man, these reminders, they really set you back.
Yeah, I like picking up those grandkids, and boy, I can't like I used to. Because my back goes out too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're also getting larger.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, Neil showed me this meme or something on Instagram that was like, one day your mom picked you up and put you down and she never picked you up again. And I was like, yes. That's so true. And I like went and picked up Jonah that day.
I'm going to pick you up the next time you come.
I know. Last time you picked me up, there was a time where you held me and then you put me down and you never held me again.
It's so true.
Cry.
I do think about that a lot, though. Like this morning, I was doing my daughter's hair. It was picture day. And I'm like, one day she's not going to let me braid her hair.
There will be a last butt wipe. There will be a last lunch made. Like,
yeah.
I guess I don't remember those.
I know.
Just keep going. You don't remember those things.
You don't know that they're happening. You're not in the moment. Like, this is the last time I'm ever going to wipe a butt. You just 10 years down the road, you're like, I don't even know the last time my 11-year-old pooped.
So true.
Okay. So I have a question.
Okay.
I think that this is old news. You tell me what you guys think. Lana, I want to hear from you first. Is it a faux pas to ask a woman her age?
That's a really good question. It depends who's asking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So I'm a teenage boy, 17-year-old boy. Appropriate or inappropriate?
I think that would be appropriate. He's just curious.
Yeah. A woman similar age to you. Is that inappropriate?
I don't think so either. That would not bother me. Now, a man asking me, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
It's none of his business.
Right. All right.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to think a situation where it would feel awkward. I think checking you out at the grocery store, like your cashier.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, how does that even have any context?
Right.
You know, but.
I think that used to bother women more when they were getting older than it does us now. I don't think any of my friends, I don't think any of us are offended by our age.
Yeah. All right, Mom, how old are you?
I am 63.
Way to go.
Love
how
it.
How about that?
63 and smiling.
Yeah, try.
Do you notice a difference between watching grandma age and then you aging, like just culturally at all? Just because you mentioned like maybe it's not as big of a deal anymore to ask someone's age, or maybe with like grandma's generation it was. Do you like notice any other differences?
I'm just thinking my mom was always old. Did you think that of me, that I'm always old?
No,
look at pictures of my mom at my age at 60. She looks like she's 80.
Yeah, I think of grandma always as old. Like,
yeah.
I don't think
me
of
too.
You. That's really funny that you do too. Because you like grew up with her from very young.
Well, it's kind of like you're doing the same with me.
No, I don't
see
it. Does
Becky think that too? Does she think that I'm just
no.
old?
No. I see you still as that like 30-year-old. That's why it's weird to me that I'm older than you now.
That is a weird thing when you look back and see your mom at the age you are.
Yeah.
It is a very odd sensation that you feel.
Yeah. And I definitely don't think I wish, then there's not a way to get around this, but like I understand you so much better now as a mom who's 38, looking back on you as 38 with the three kids. Like, I didn't get you at that time, you know, but I don't think any kid does. Clara doesn't get me. Jonah doesn't get me,
no,
but I'm,
once they will.
They will. And I love that like shift in life where you finally look back and you're like, whoa, mom did a lot of stuff for us.
And I still think that of my mother too.
Yeah.
I still think, wow, how did she do that? all that, you know?
Yeah. I bet moms love that shift even more.
I'm
moms
sure.
Love the day when their kids come crying to them like, oh, I can't believe. Well, just finally getting a little bit of credit. That's big on credit. I love credit. I remember I got a new car when I was like 17. I was so excited about it. Oh, yeah. And I lived with my mom. My mom would, she would run to Starbucks in the morning and get me coffees. Cause I was like just out of school 18 because I was working full time and I was going to college full time, but I was living with her. So she would make me food. She just helped me. So I couldn't have done it without her. And then I got this new car and I went outside to our house out front and I washed it and I detailed it and I came in. I was like, wow, mom, I'm exhausted. My car looks amazing. And I never even thought to wash her car. I still think about that. Like that lady did so much for me. And I remember going to her later and being like, I was really young and dumb and I should have washed your car.
She probably didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
All right. Let's see what some of these drugs say.
How are you finding that you're aging well?
Perspective shifts from them. All right, well, I'm going to go here because I like controversial things. I actually don't. But a lot of people saying embrace your wrinkles, but then a lot of people saying I bought anti-wrinkle cream. And then I personally am not against getting Botox someday.
Okay.
How do you feel about that, Mom? Hearing that's the first time I probably ever told you that.
I know of people who have done Botox.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really ready to try it.
Okay.
When we lived in Illinois, I was really ready. I was going to go. I was in my late 40s and I went to a dermatologist there and I was doing some facials and just, I was feeling the wrinkles coming, you know. My sister-in-law, your Aunt HJ, said to me one time, I said, I can't stand all these wrinkles that are coming on my forehead. And she said, you know, I look at women with wrinkles around their eyes and wrinkles around their mouth as women that have smiled and have been very happy.
Yeah.
And it just made me think, I don't need to change what I'm becoming. You know, even last year, I stopped highlighting my hair. My hair is not being highlighted anymore. So this is all coming out dark. You know, I used to be pretty blonde and I'm going to just embrace it. It's going to be okay. It's going to mm-hmm. be okay just to be who I am. Wrinkles and gray hair. But sometimes, to be honest, I look in the mirror and I think, oh, who is that?
I bet it is jarring to see something that you don't feel inside, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, even now looking on the screen, I see like the wrinkles right here, and you know, but it's who I am. So I've got to just know there's more than looking, you know, perfect. So Botox, if you want to try it, but I don't like the fakey look it gives you either.
Yeah. I don't want to look plastic.
Right.
And I don't love the idea of upkeep, you know, even like dyeing your hair, just all the upkeep it takes to stay looking young feels a bit exhausting in itself.
Yeah.
So I think of the chemicals too. I mean, we've had a lot of people in our lives that have died of cancer or died of different things. And I think chemicals, you got to be really careful.
Yeah, but I could die with no wrinkles.
That's very true.
Speaking of natural Botox, I got sucked into an Instagram ad for something called Frownies. Have you seen these?
No.
No. Okay.
Hold on. I want to guess what it is.
Okay.
Frownies. It's brownies that have collagen baked into them.
Yeah. I want those.
No, but I'm confused what collagen even is. It sounds like cellulite to me, but I know it's like not. Anyways, Frownies.
Cellulite in a bottle. Don't you want to buy it?
Right. Frownies are these sticky pads, like sticky stickers that you stick on your forehead or around your eyes or your smile lines, wherever you want. They're shaped differently for different areas. And then you sleep with them on and they harden like a cast and they make your muscles unable to move so that...
Stop laughing. Sounds like just buy some duct tape. Wouldn't it do the same thing?
Probably. I'll try that next. It might be a little harder to remove the duct tape than the frownies. I'm not sure. Anyways, I bought them because I was like, oh, okay. I think it's going to take, I'm going to have to sleep in those for the rest of my life. And they're like not comfortable, let alone like, you don't want anyone looking at you while you're sleeping with a forehead in a cast.
A body cast. Okay. So are they economical to where you could use them nightly for a long amount of time?
I mean, they're not reusable. So you'd have to keep buying them.
Are they real expensive?
I don't remember. I don't remember them being cheap.
That's fine. I just think that that's kind of a great idea. If you don't want to do injections, because that's what Botox is doing, is stopping your muscles. So if you can wear something overnight, which is so many hours.
They are effective, I think, because it's doing the same thing as Botox, which is what you said, like relaxing your muscle, which so then you can't get the wrinkles, but you do have to wear them every night for them to be effective.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah, check them out, Frownies.
So my brother Robbie, he's the fun uncle. Do you guys have one of those? He gives gifts that are always spot on. They're a little too loud, they're just gross enough, and nothing I would ever get my own kiddos, which makes them love it even more. Uncommon Goods is, you just have to check them out for yourself. It's an online shop filled with unique, totally unexpected gifts. And when I say unexpected, I mean truly original things that you won't find anywhere else. Nowadays, I like to get gifts for myself too. Since Fun Uncle Rob has the kids covered already, I bought this funky three-tiered hanging plant holder. It looks good indoors, but it looks so good indoors that I'm like, that's gonna look good outdoors. So I went ahead and bought another one for outdoors, and it looks great out there too. Uncommon Goods is a place that I normally end up when I want to send a gift as well. They have something for everyone, and you're not gonna find this stuff anywhere else. If you're getting bombarded with wedding and bridal shower invites and you want to step up your gift game, Uncommon Goods has creative, personalized, and really fun gifts for couples, especially couples who already have everything. Uncommon Goods is also introducing Uncommon Experiences. You can choose from live online classes in mixology, cooking, flower arranging, and embroidery from handpicked artists and experts. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, that are unique, and often handmade in the US. They don't sell products made with leather, feathers, or fur. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2 million to date. I had no idea. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/MSW. That's uncommongoods.com/MSW for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
I think I've mentioned this on here before. Did you see the TikTok where the woman put her eye cream on her hand every night, like pumped it on the back of her hand, and then would take it up and apply it to her like wrinkles around her eyes. And she noticed a difference between her hand, you know, she wasn't meaning to do anything. She was just applying it to the back of her hand to then put on her eyes, and it was changing the back of her hand. And so now I put anti-wrinkle cream on the back of my hands.
How about on your face?
I should start that too.
I do that too. I put it all over. I mean, I still use an anti-wrinkle cream. It hasn't helped because I still have wrinkles, but
it could have been a lot worse than it is now. You don't know.
Right. You're right.
That's true. And I think you should do, and this was a lot of the ladies' strategies to struggle well as well, on the gray hair or the coloring it, you should do whatever makes you feel like you. And if coloring your hair no longer makes you feel like you, then be done with it.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of freedom in aging well. There's not one way to do it.
There's one Strug that suggested following gray-haired women on Instagram.
That's good.
I'm not sure if that's one account or if that's like in general, you're just looking for the gray-haired women to follow. I don't know. Let's look into that. I'll pop it in the show notes whenever I find out who it is.
Just search the hashtag gray hair. I do think there's something to that, though, is in anything in life, following the people who make you feel more normal and less like something you're not. For example, like people who are stick thin, like models, like maybe start following people that have more of your body type, you know, and that then it all of a sudden starts to feel normal to you. And so I can see that with gray hair. If all you see all day long on your Instagram and on social media is these like thin blonde models, then you feel like that's what you should be. Yeah. So I like that. It's a good tip.
Yeah. I had a whoa, I'm aging moment too this week, actually. So we're moving, and I've done this maybe 5 or 6 times. And every time, you know, you get the house set up, and it seems that every time my husband isn't with me when I'm moving. Well, this time he's not with me, and I can tell I am older than the last move. I just am slower, and I'm going to bed at like 8 p.m., where I used to be like, I'll just stay up until midnight and get a whole bunch done. So I feel I can tell I'm older this time. And also I've been, because I'm moving and I don't have a desk, I've been standing up and working a lot on I didn't have any chairs for about a week, and I can see my reflection in the computer, and I can see this for the first time. I had never noticed I've got some hanging on my what is this? Your décolleté? Your neck.
I was going to call it a chicken neck. There. I like décolleté better.
And so I got a little wrinkling and a little bit of hanging and just the very beginnings of it. And so I immediately called my husband, who seems to be aging in reverse, which is so annoying about men.
Oh, I know.
He's more handsome every year and it's infuriating. But I called him and I'm like, look what I have found. And he pulled out his and he has it too. So I feel much better about it.
That's so sweet. I love that.
It might be helpful then to compare yourself to your husband instead of comparing yourself to other women. Just be like, oh, what's my husband looking like? Oh, yeah, he got wrinkles too.
Are his boobs sagging? Like Have you guys done the app that makes you look like an older person? Like it takes your face and turns you into an older person. I did it for a picture of Neil and I actually, mom, one from Ireland. I uploaded a picture from Ireland of Neil and I, and it like gave us all these like wrinkles and like, it's very, it's realistic looking. And I looked at that and I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm excited to be those people, like to have all the grandkids and to have lived so much life behind us and have all these stories and these like, you know, heartbreaks and these fun memories. It's just seeing that was really meaningful. It was a neat moment.
I think that's sweet.
It is very neat to get to be my age, to feel those blessings from the grandkids, from at least still being with my spouse and getting to share lots of fun with him and doing stuff together that we couldn't do when we were raising children. My husband was gone all the time too, like yours, Kate, and it is hard to have the energy to keep doing everything you need to do. So it is a release when you get older, a little bit, a kind of a rest.
Mm-hmm. And that stuff makes those surgeries and the wrinkles and the things worth it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up, what's the Bible have to say about aging? Proverbs 16:31 said, gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life. I love all the crowns of glory and how like grandchildren are jewels in your crown. I don't remember where that's from, but I love that.
I do too.
I don't think that's from the Bible, Kate.
I think I read something about it, but I'll fact check it.
Oh, that sounds lovely. What if you don't get any grandkids?
Then your crown is just like blinging, just like a lot of gold.
It'll be beautiful no matter what.
That's right.
It's true. It's true. Mom always used to tell me whenever I did something good, she's like, that's another jewel in your crown in heaven or something. And I like things that you don't get credit for. So according to my mom, my crown is full of jewels.
I love that. My mom used to say it too. She would say that I was a jewel in her crown.
Of course. You girls are.
Another quote from the Bible that I really like, Proverbs 23:22, listen to your father who gave you life and do not despise your mother when she is old. And I like that. And I'm going to use that.
Not despise. I don't despise you, Mom, but you're not old, so.
Thanks. Oh boy, I've needed this today. I know, just thinking of aging well and you reading Bible verses, that has been thankfully, what I've hung on to my whole life is God's word. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's helped me age well is when I don't understand something or I'm upset or I'm going through some hard things in life, if I go to the word, I know it's true. I know now that I'm older. Before I used to question, are you really, you know, as you're growing in your relationships and with your family and you're going through so much stuff, but now I know you get to a point in your life, you really believe God's word and it's life-giving. So
I love it.
Is there anything you look back on your life and wish you had done differently or done more of or less of? Or do you just look back and you're just like, it is that everything brought me to now?
I'm very happy with the life that God's given me and the family that I've been blessed with. I wish I hadn't been such a type A anal person that had to have, I felt I had to have everything in a row. You know, that I wish I had, I see you, Rebecca, as a young mom, relaxing with your children more, playing with your children more. I didn't do that with you kids. Like I look back and wish I had done. So I think everybody's going to have a, I wish I had.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But you can't dwell on that. You have to go forward and say, this is what I want to do now.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. And to give you credit, while I don't remember you playing with us, you took us to water parks. you made that whole summer camp, Sunshine Club with all the neighborhood moms and kids. You did big things for us, like, you know, which that was your personality too. Like, I don't do big things for my kids. I just sometimes sit on the floor and play with, you know. And then also, to be fair, your name spelled backwards is anal.
Oh, stop.
So
oh, no.
It was kind of meant to be from the beginning.
Now, is that something you guys have talked about before?
Yes. That's why no one has named their children after me.
No. Now, did kids in school pick up on that or just your children?
They did.
Oh, I don't love that.
In high school, it was even worse.
It was. Are you going to tell?
Did I?
Yes.
Okay, my last name was Spark. I was Lana Spark. So spell Sparks backwards. So it was anal scrap.
Oh, no.
Isn't that sad?
That is.
I was made fun of, but it was okay. I was strong enough in myself that I didn't let it kill my personality.
Gosh, that's awful. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
I'm sorry, too.
Do you want to say their name right now on the podcast?
Who was it?
Mean kids in the bleachers at Lexington High School.
You know who you are.
You just got a crown in heaven.
That's
Mom.
Right.
So I have a quote from somebody who I think has aged very well. Cindy Crawford. That woman is not aging at all.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Tell me. Tell me what you think about her.
I think if I had all the resources of Cindy Crawford, too, I would look less simple, you know.
You're absolutely correct.
She's not naturally aging.
You don't think? I'm not good at telling that. I'm not good at telling who is really fixing stuff up well or who's not. But she just, okay, here's what I do like about her.
Okay.
She cares about being healthy.
Yes.
Not just being gorgeous. So she said, from a purely aesthetic point of view, my body was better at 22, but I didn't enjoy it. I was too busy comparing it to everyone else's.
Mm, that's really, really good.
And at 22, that's when she was being praised, I'm sure, the most.
Right. I'm sorry, Cindy Crawford, for what I said about you.
You changed your tune on the cross.
I like that quote. That's so true.
Okay, I have another one. These age quotes, they really made me happy. This is John Lennon. Count your age by friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears.
You can put that in the blank spot on your tattoo.
Perfect.
Really? That's a really good quote.
Okay, another aging question, Mom. Is it hard? And I know you haven't really entered this stage yet, but I think it's what's coming next. Is it hard to start losing your friends?
Yes. I cry even thinking about it sometimes. You know, yeah. I mean, especially my children. You know, if that would happen, that would be the worst. So I don't want to outlive my children or grandchildren. But my friends, I know it's going to happen. And I've seen it happen to my relatives, to my mom, to my aunts. It's very sad. Friends and family are what count in our lives. And so when they start to leave us before we go, it gets lonely. I feel for my aunt who's in her 90s and she has lost everybody except her family. How sad. I think sometimes life is not as great as death sometimes. Death can be what we need to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I know most of you have probably already heard me sing the praises of PROS, the world's most personalized hair care. And for those of you that haven't, where have you been? Come on, listen to the ads. I want to tell you about these incredible results I've been seeing since using my customized PROS products. Since I started using PROS, my hair is definitely healthier. I can tell a big difference. I used to pick at my split ends as a nervous habit. Don't judge me. Now I can't find any to pick. I use the shampoo, the conditioner, the scalp mask, the hair mask, the leave-in conditioner, the curl cream, but my very favorite is the hair oil. I'm kind of a PROS junkie. It's been fun to hear about all of you who have started to try PROS out too. The Strugs are sharing selfies in our Facebook group of the natural textures they're finding in their hair after switching to PROS. PROS knows there's more to you than just your hair type. PROS has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. The quiz is fast and fun and asks you lots of questions like where you live, what you want from your hair, your diet, your activity, and more. They take all of that into consideration to create your perfect hair care formula. Pros also has a review and refine feature, so it lets me tweak my formulas for any reason, like change of address if I'm moving, or hair color, or my diet. And as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they'll take your products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair care regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/MSW. That's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Sorry about the crying in the background. Can you hear Gavin? It's nap time.
Jimmy Lee is taking less selfies as she ages.
That's a good one.
You ever turn on your phone and it's on the camera and you're just like, whoa. Like,
yes.
I wish more people would post those.
I have not gotten brave enough to do it, but maybe I will someday.
Okay, how about this? Do you guys have any practical, like a tangible tip to age well? I will share for me sunscreen, you know, in trying to steer away from girls, let's hustle and try harder and let's beat this aging thing. But I think that that's really practical is to use more sunscreen. So that's a goal of mine, especially moving to California, trying to use it every single day.
That's really good, especially sunscreen and chapstick. I feel like that's something I forget about is sunscreen on my lips.
I think with working with a nutritionist for your dad, we're learning it's a lot of nutrition too.
Okay.
A lot of what we're putting into our bodies will affect how we're going to be when we're older. I'm learning a lot that I wish I had learned 20 years ago.
Yeah. Also water. I know. Yes. Drinking so much water. I heard recently that your body doesn't store water, which I knew that, but if you're not drinking it, it's recycling old dirty water through your body. I was like, that is disgusting. I want to drink more water. So,
ooh, I didn't think about what it would be doing if you don't have the water. I don't love that.
Right.
I have another one that I'm learning here in California. Everyone in California has sunglasses and big ones at the ready all the time. I've been amazed at all the people that I'm watching at like school pickup and stuff. They whip out those sunglasses like so fast. And I think that will really help with some of those scrunchy uppy lines. Like they're going to happen.
But yeah.
Maybe we can wear some sunglasses instead of getting the Botox.
Instead of squinting your eyes too. Yeah. Also, the bigger the sunglasses, the more they cover any wrinkles you have. So you look younger while you're wearing them.
Quick tip, yeah. Y'all.
I love wearing my sunglasses.
And feel cool.
You do.
All right, y'all. Want to go to Give Me Life, Killing Me Softly?
Yeah, I'll try.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Since we were just speaking about water, I do not have the bladder control I used to have. This also goes along with aging. And I feel like it's come on quickly. All of a sudden, I'm like, I have hardly any time to get to the bathroom. I don't understand it. A lot of pee dancing going on right now. And I'm just really scratching my head.
I do remember, Mom, there was a moment in time when you used to be able to go shopping for a long period of time. And then I remember maybe my first clue that you were aging was, we need to find a bathroom right now.
Like, yeah.
Now, right can't now. You just hold it? Like, I'm in the middle of trying to find some back to school clothes. And you're like, right now, we need to go find it. I was like, okay, all right. It's a thing.
I think it's with women having children, you know, it happens. I don't know. We sag more as we get older.
But I don't get it. Like, I would think that would happen like right after, you know, what is happening right now at 34, all of the sudden, I cannot deal anymore.
Got to do your Kegels.
I got to do my Kegels.
There's the aging well tip of the day. Or just have C-sections like me.
All right, now you're bragging. What's killing you softly?
Oh gosh, our nanny's getting married, and she took this week and next week off because of it. How dare her? I have to go to her wedding, and I don't even have anyone to watch my kids because she's getting married. They're coming with us. And I'm very excited she's getting married, but I miss her very much. And this is just confirmation that I always need somebody in my life 15 hours a week to take care of my kids and do the dishes and do my laundry. I can't function without her. So
yeah,
but I'm excited for her wedding. It's this weekend.
Now, after she gets married, is she still fully working?
One more year. I have her until she student teaches, okay, which will be next fall. So one more full year.
Okay, it's time to start looking.
Unless she gets pregnant. I don't know. Anything could happen. Stressful to think about.
One day at a time.
I know. Thanks, Mom.
All right, Lana, what's killing you softly?
Well, it just happened this week. We are being audited by the wonderful IRS. We've never had that happen to us before. They said it was random. We were randomly selected.
What a gift.
So, yeah. We didn't win the lottery. We won the IRS audit. So,
I picture them like coming to your house with a bunch of briefcases and sunglasses and knocking on your door. Is that
it
happens? Or?
No. We had to make an appointment, and we already called our CPA and said we want him to be there with us because I don't understand all this paperwork. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be handled. It'll be fine. You just answer your questions. Don't give him any more. I can't talk to him like I can talk to you guys. Just answer the question. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Did you need to keep receipts that you didn't keep? Like, what should we be doing right now? I'm terrified of this.
You need to keep receipts. You do. Of big things, big purchases, anything that would with interest, you know, any of that. Your savings accounts, your all that stuff. Be sure you keep your papers. And they're auditing us back to 2018. So I think they recommend you keep it up to 5 to 7 years just in case. So, and we've done nothing wrong. So I should, they make you feel guilty.
Yeah.
It's like they're making me feel guilty when I'm not.
Right.
Yeah.
But they won't come to your house unless they really dig deep and find something that you've really been doing wrong.
Okay.
So that's in the movies.
Yeah. What a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I'll come visit you in jail.
Oh, thanks.
That's kind of you. All right. What's giving me life? And I got to tell you, this came after I lost the bladder control. So do not link them. Okay. But what's giving me life are motivational water bottles. Have you guys seen the water bottles that they're really big? I just bought one that's 64 ounces. And then it's got lines that say like, all right, at 9 a.m., you should be here. And then at 10 a.m., keep going. And then at the end, it's like, yay, you've done it.
I love that.
Have you guys used them?
Yeah, I want one, but I haven't pulled the trigger yet. On the back of them, you should make your own little lines of like every time you went to the bathroom and see if it lines up.
I just have to go to the bathroom every hour like I'm a puppy.
You know what's made me not want to buy those is I don't want to carry this huge thing around and chug it up to my face like a big gallon of water. But I saw someone on Instagram because I like these and I put ice in it. They fill their motivational water bottle up in the beginning of the day, and that's what they use to refill this water bottle. And then you still kind of have the same tracking, but you get to put ice in your thing, you know, like.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I think that's a way to work it. I got to tell you, I thought it was gimmicky and lame, but I am drinking like 64 ounces of water by like noon.
That's amazing. Wow.
And this one I got has a straw, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's magical.
Straw's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah.
You drink at room temperature?
I like room temperature water. So that's why it's not a problem for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
That's why you're going to the bathroom so fast.
No,
she
but
said,
I'm telling
said
you.
Not to link it.
It was, okay. Don't
bladder control came first when I may have even been dehydrated, like more dehydrated. But, you know, I'm conditioned now. Now I just treat myself like a puppy. I have puppy pads all around the house in case I have accidents. Rebecca, what's giving you life?
So Jonah went to overnight camp this week, and I'm so excited for him and nervous for him, and I cannot wait. Really, my giving me life hasn't happened yet. It's the day I go pick him up from camp, which is on Friday, and Mom and Dad are coming down to watch the other kids, and Neil and I are going to go pick him up together so we can, like, I'm probably have too high of expectations for the conversations we're going to have on the drive home from camp. I need to lower those, but I am excited to see, like, how it was. They have this app where it does facial recognition for photos, and they upload photos every morning and every evening, and he is yet to be in one of them. So I'm a little concerned that he maybe isn't there, or I have no proof of life that he's... So I don't know, but
that's hilarious and scary.
I have very good memories of summer camp. My uncle was a camp director, and I would go to Camp Silka every summer.
But I went too, so it wasn't like you went alone. I stayed with them.
Every time, did you? I don't remember that, but I bet you're right. I don't think I knew that actually at the time, because they had cabins.
Right. We didn't see you the whole week. Yeah. But I was nearby. I couldn't let you go. You've been a brave mom.
Oh, man. I thought I would cry, but I didn't. But I do miss that kid.
Hey, wait a minute. Do I have all the kids on Friday? Oh, yeah. I thought it was just the babies.
Okay. Netflix has the older kids. You have the babies.
The older kids.
Okay.
All right, Lana, what's giving you life?
What's giving me life? That's a hard question. Probably just life in general is fine right now. You know, we're good. I wrote something. I told Becky I'd written something down in 2020, and this is what I tried to live by. And I haven't read it for a while, so it's good for me to pick this up today. But so this is what gives me life, is if I would follow this and read what I wrote. I wrote, I am called to faithfully live. I am called to faithfully hope. And I am called to faithfully love. And so if I would do those three things, faithfully live, faithfully hope, and faithfully love, then I can live every day to its fullest.
So. That is aging well, right?
Is that aging well?
Is. That's beautiful. And simple.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Aw, thanks, Mom, for last minute jumping on.
Thanks for inviting me. I just love your show, you girls. Aww. You know, and I'm not biased at all, but...
Really appreciate you being here. I think it worked out perfectly today.
Yeah, I'm going to probably treasure this episode forever.
Yeah.
So. I love you guys. Love all of you. And I know you don't have your mom, so I'm into adopting two girls. So.
That's so sweet. We appreciate you.
That means I get to be a sister for real.
You do?
Oh my gosh. Wow. It's all coming together, you guys. You guys look so much alike.
She might not like that.
No, especially when you're smiling. It's beautiful. All right. So I want to wrap this up by quickly reading an iTunes review. And gosh, Emily needed to hear this more than anybody. So she's just going to be tickled pink when she hears this on the recording. This iTunes review came from a sweet strug, Katie Indy. And it starts, ETA, which we just found out was edited to add. Here I am months later, and I have stuck with you girls because you just keep making me laugh. The latest Problem Solved episode addresses some of the things that I mentioned in my initial review, and I was pleased to hear your mutual thoughts on loving well through one's journey in relationship to gender and identity. Thanks so much for the weekly laughs, highs and lows, and honest perspectives. I'm with you and happy to bump up my 3 stars to 5. This is our friend who mentioned some cringy content, but she changed her review and she stuck with us and she took the time to come back and leave a sweet review.
I love that. I love that because we're all on a journey and I love that. I have so many things I could say about it, but I just love it. And I'm really grateful that she didn't cancel us, you know? And what I also want to say is we didn't change our views based on like that initial comment.
Yeah.
Our views have been evolving and changing naturally and we're just sharing them as they happen. So I love that. It's just a good reminder that that happens in life with people that we know, and we're all in process. So
if you want to leave us a review, you can help other moms find us. Look for Share the Struggle in the show notes. Leave your review, might end up right here on the podcast.
If you want to continue this conversation with us, we all can be found on Instagram. I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
I'm at Kate Ordway, and M is at Mom Struggling Well. So what will your strategy to struggle well this week be? Maybe you write down your callings like Lana did, just something sweet and simple, and stick it on a mirror somewhere. Maybe you put some more sunscreen chapstick on. Keep your lips hydrated. Maybe let your hair go gray, or maybe you dye it. But maybe you just use the rule of thumb, do what makes you feel like you.
Yes.
Because I think that's probably the most important. Maybe you get a water bottle that tells you you're doing a great job. And then you get puppy pads in case that goes wrong because you're an older lady. And that's okay.
So if this show has helped you, remember you are not alone. Will you please share us with just 4 friends this week? That is your goal, 4 friends. Your recommendations mean so much to us, and they help us reach more moms struggling well. We'll be back here for the main show in 2 weeks with a problem solved. So email us your problems, hello@momstrugglingwell.com, and make sure you're subscribed. We may solve your problem right here on the show.
Bye.
Cause we're all in this together. We're just moms struggling well.
Thanks, Mama, for coming.
Thanks, girls, for asking me. I love you all.
Love you too. So sweet to meet you.
Same here. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.